I'm going to cover this in some detail this morning. The issue of the police being in the clear after the Ombudsman reported on this savage sectarian killing by the UDA in Coleraine. Now, I have to say that during the course of the morning, we will hopefully be speaking to some people about this, including John Dallett, a local representative. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, this was a dastardly act. It was back whenever there was a Nold Firm game that was taking place, and as a result of that, a man lost his life and other people indeed were injured in a violent sectarian attack.
It was a tragedy that ruined the lives of many people. And, you know, 6 years on, we did expect at least some indication in the report of how things might have been done differently. I think it's important to remember that the police on previous occasions had been successful in using what they call conflict resolution tactics. In other words, talking to different groups and avoiding confrontation. On that wet and windy Sunday, things were quite different because, as you say, the football match was on between Rangers and Celtic. Tensions were high, but it was left to one police sergeant, whom I know well, who went and talked to the loyalists, got an assurance that they would not cross the bridge and that they would not attack the Catholic enclave. Now, unfortunately, that sergeant was unaware that in the car park behind the pub there was a very considerable number of loyalists who were not probably drinking, who certainly had cars and who used the second bridge a quarter of a mile upstream to cross to Killone. I think the situation was compounded by the fact that the community police officers and the mobile patrols were not in the immediate area when the mob arrived and viciously attacked a large number of people, killing one and hospitalising for a long time a second one, as well as beating a pregnant woman.
It was, as we've said, absolutely vicious. There were a number of points made. I should emphasise some of these. The police ombudsman, indeed, finding no evidence to support these concerns that the police did not intervene to stop what you were obviously describing as a vicious sectarian attack. Mr McDade, he died as a result of that attack. It was 2009. Now, the police ombudsman is also saying that he found no evidence that the police officers had earlier sent texts to loyalists in an attempt to inflame tensions in the town. And as we've emphasised here, the tension would have been up between some people because it was an Old Firm game, Rangers against Celtic. The police, the ombudsman and his investigating team, they went door to door. They spoke to people from both sides of the community. They listened to eyewitness reports. They checked in minute detail the use of telephones by police officers. They followed through on everything regarding police communications for, I think, a 12-hour period at that time with the police radios. They seem to leave absolutely no stone unturned, and as a result, the police are in the clear on this.
Well, yes, I've read that in the report, and I also remember at the time claims that text messages were being sent to goad people. I think perhaps, that may well have diverted the police ombudsman's team away from getting at the reasons why a Catholic enclave was attacked and why the police weren't on the immediate ground to defend those people. That's my concern. And that, you know, there's no denying that. There were 17 people convicted of various levels of assault because of that, and some did jail. So really the key point is, why were the police not there to defend that community, knowing fine well that tensions were high, knowing indeed that a loyalist gang had gathered at a loyalist pub on another part of the town? Those were all facts. I do know that the police did have a support officers down from Derry, but they were up on the police station, which is probably a mile and a half away from what happened. I would have thought of the police ombudsman's report was to be of any value in the future, then some attention should have been paid to that. And I think maybe this morning the police ombudsman has now made some reference to the fact that in the future the police might well do things differently. That's my concern. As regards the individual complaints about text messages and about police standing by, well, I wasn't on the ground, so I don't know.
And if the police learn from any incident, it is always a plus. However, it's also important to remember that there will have been police there doing their very best on that day to protect that community, and in particular the man who died, his friend who was left in a very serious state, and a pregnant woman who was beaten as well. But by having this conversation, we almost forget that the people who did this dastardly act were members of the UDA.
You're absolutely right, and of course any diversion away from that it certainly distracts what happened. It's important to remember that UDA that did that on that day is still intact in Coleraine and is still part of the ongoing problem of loyalists not going away and allowing the political process to take place. I believe that community relations in Coleraine have considerably improved. I would hope that there would never be a situation again where a man would be viciously beaten to death and other people seriously hurt. But at the same time, I do want to believe that the police have learned from that awful incident and that in the future they won't rely almost entirely on negotiating with troublemakers, because taking their word for it on that day certainly didn't work. And the fact that the police officer, in all good faith, was not aware that there was a considerably larger number behind the pub. Those are the things that I thought merited some mention in the report, and they haven't, and on the contrary, it's very worrying that the report pays no attention to that at all.
Okay, John Dallet, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Dallet, SDLP representative up there in Coleraine. It was back in 2009 that Mr. Kevin McDade was so viciously beaten to death. So much time has moved on since that.